The COVID-19 pandemic is raising a lot of questions about the U.S. presidential election this fall. Voting by mail is one possible solution to keep people safe while allowing them to vote. But the mail-in ballot scheme has become contentious, and it raises questions about access to voting, including within the Latino communities. The World's Daisy Contreras reports on how Latinos are working to stop voter suppression.
In the fall of 2018, Alejandro Rangel Lopez was just a senior at Dodge City High School in Kansas. It was parent-teacher conference day.
And my friends and I were doing a voter registration drive.
And someone asked to check their voter registration status online. Rangel Lopez also looked up the person's polling place. He noticed something was off.
What popped up was not the Civic Center, which is where people normally vote here in town, but instead of that was the Expo Center, which is located outside of city limits.
And it wasn't a mistake. The county clerk had in fact moved Dodge City's only polling location, serving 13,000 voters outside of the city. The county clerk said the move was due to building repairs. A lot of people didn't buy it, though, and the midterm elections were only weeks away.
So that's where this whole thing started.
Dodge City is 60% Latino, and most work in the meatpacking plants there. The ACLU of Kansas sued the county clerk for changing polling locations. Rangel Lopez was a plaintiff in that case. He represented Latino voters in Dodge City who were afraid to lose their jobs if they spoke up.
This would further decrease Latino turnout and put Latinos in a place where even if they wanted to go out and vote, it would be so inconvenient and out of the way.
Then the Dodge City case went national. From Democracy Now!
Well, in Kansas, local officials are under fire for moving a majority Latino city's single polling site outside of the city limits.
To MSNBC.
Now, this was first reported a few days ago. Ever since this first got some national attention, people have been trying to rig up special bus service or ride shares.
What happened in Dodge City is just one example of voter suppression for Latinos and African Americans. Arturo Vargas is with Naleo Educational Fund, a group focused on Latino civic engagement. He says there are many ways governments keep people from voting, like requiring certain photo IDs in order to vote.
And then there are unintentional ones that result in discouraging voters. For example, cutting down on early voting periods so that there's a shorter voting period that people can use to vote before Election Day if they want to vote early.
These tactics have intensified. In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court removed some protections from the Federal Voting Rights Act. The original protections were in place to make sure African-American voters were not denied the right to vote. Now, local and state governments no longer need federal approval if they want to pass voting or election laws. So there are more lawsuits to be filed, says Vargas.
There have been some states where we have been successful in trying to get some of these voter suppression policies and practices withdrawn.
Groups like the ACLU are helping with the changes. Another group is LULAC, or the League of United Latin American Citizens, the oldest Hispanic organization in the U.S. LULAC was also a co-plaintiff in the Dodge City case in 2018, and most recently in a case last month in Texas, where communities of color are fighting to expand voting by mail. Domingo Garcia is LULAC's national president.
And to vote by mail right now in Texas, you have to be over 65, military, or disabled.
The main argument for the restrictions is that voting by mail should be only for those physically unable to get to the polls. Garcia says those restrictions limit a wider pool of possible voters. And now, with the coronavirus, there is even more reason to allow for a vote by mail.
I don't know if la abuelita, la tía, the grandma, grandpa, you know, aunt and uncle, are they going to risk their lives to go wait an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to vote?
Vargas with Naleo Educational Fund says Latino voters historically prefer to vote in person, but he also doesn't see another option.
The Latinos are much less likely to have had experiences voting by mail than non-Latinos. So unless voting by mail arrangements are accompanied by very robust public education campaigns to adequately educate Latino voters about how to vote by mail, this may actually erect more barriers to people being able to vote.
A judge in Texas is now allowing voting by mail for people concerned about the coronavirus. That's a win, says Garcia.
You know, I'm the eternal optimist. I keep thinking that mañana things are going to be better for Jose and Maria on Main Street and for Billy Bob and Mary Sue on Main Street.
Another win goes back to the Dodge City, Kansas case, the one that involved Alejandro Rangel Lopez. It took 2 years, but the city now has 3 polling places. Rangel Lopez, who's now 19, is glad to see that, but says voter suppression elsewhere is real.
I'm very worried about what's going to happen, and there needs to be a lot more attention paid to this issue than we're currently giving it.
This year, Rangel Lopez will vote for the first time. He reflects on his achievements as a high school senior 2 years ago.
You are never too young to start being politically active or to affect change in your community or your state or nationally.
For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.